You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and it is Saturday, August 21st, 2021. I hope you and everyone you love are all safe and sound. I'm doing fine. On the site, just kind of a site update, I suppose. Things have been, I've published a few things this week that are pretty vital. I've got some huge stuff coming this weekend, though, so keep your eye out for some of that. This past week we had a little bit of a problem with Patreon. They had a problem with some of the material on the website. Obviously, it's not for everybody. I guess we're going to put it that way. So they said that I had to remove all links from the website, fagsworshipalphas.com, to Patreon, in order to keep the Patreon running. So, yeah. But the Patreon is still up and running, and I've been cleared of any wrongdoing. And so the Patreon is still fine. So if you want to help contribute to the site and keep it running and keep the message alive, you can definitely do that. You can contact me via other means, and I can direct you to that Patreon, so you may contribute. First and foremost, I guess, I got to have a conversation with Master Dino, this kind of legendary figure that on the site, who has kind of fired up the imaginations of a lot of faggots on the site. He's agreed to come onto the podcast to talk. So we're going to do that, I think, later today. It may be out tomorrow. This is kind of an unexpected development. I wasn't sure we were going to get a podcast out of him, but it's apparently going to happen. So I just heard from his faggot wife, Jamie, and a little bit ago, and apparently it's on for tonight, so I guess it's going to happen. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you guys are too. There's a lot to talk about there, and I have a major, major update on his life. This week has been really hectic, so I haven't really had a chance to publish some of it. It's been an all-week thing. I've been gathering information. And so it's one of those types of posts that my site has become sort of infamous for, so I'm just warning you ahead of time, you know. So today I published a post about cuckold. I keep wanting to say cuckold. It's cuckold. Is there a difference? I don't know. But the husband wrote to me about his cuckolding experience with his wife. Brought in they're an older couple, they're in their 50s, and they brought in his wife's trainer at the gym, a 26-year-old alpha bull, and the husband began writing to me because he wasn't sure what was happening to him. You know, suddenly this alpha bull was having the husband, who's a straight man, okay, suddenly he's sucking this alpha bull's dick. He was actually injured. He had a ruptured airway from being face fucked, throat fucked very hard. And, you know, he's licking this alpha bull's ass and serving this alpha bull. And it was, you know, completely, I mean, suffice it to say that the husband was really thrown off course. You know, there was something fulfilling for him about it, but he didn't understand why he was doing it, or, you know, what was happening, or did he have any control, you know? And as it turns out, and if you read the post, you'll find out more details directly from this husband, but this alpha bull essentially has taken over their lives, and the wife wants a divorce, and his wife and their alpha bull, the alpha bull moved in to their house and is now using their money as his money, and the wife and the bull want the husband, even though she's divorcing him, to stay on as their servant. So that's and this has been taking place over the last couple of months. I've been kind of tracking this story for a little while now, and I just finally published something about it. But basically, this cuckolding situation has totally upended his life, right? And he's definitely not the man that he thought he was, okay? And I guess I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because, you know, I, of course, I'm not a heterosexual male at all. I'm a faggot, right? So did you hear the theme song? That's me singing, yeah. I'm a faggot. So I don't have any experience with heterosexual marriage. I mean, I dated girls and had sex with girls when I was a younger teenager, but I really don't have any, you know, heterosexual basis to understand any of this. But from a psychological standpoint, you know, it's got to be very, very difficult. Okay, I feel for this husband a great deal because ultimately his life has been undone. You know, everything that he thought his life was going to be in his golden years or whatever is all come crashing down, you know. And I don't know what the answer is for him, you know. And this is kind of what my problem is with cuckolding. From a hierarchical standpoint, there is definitely a basis for cuckolding. You know, the young alpha male coming in to a marital situation and taking it over and totally humiliating the husband and, you know, taking and, you know, using the wife for his pleasure, using the husband for his financial gain or, you know, service or whatever. It's pure hierarchy, you know, in a kind of a natural selection kind of way, you know, very cold. If you just look at hierarchy very coldly, there's definitely a basis for cuckolding, right? I just think to myself that it's very destructive, you know, and I think people play with this because they're turned on by it. They followed their kind of instinct to do this, and they think, oh, this is kind of hot. This is something different, whatever, you know. I don't know how you you know, fall into a cuckolding situation blind. You know, there's enough information out there that will tell you some of what's involved here, you know, but I think people go in with this kind of, you know, this kind of turns me on, and then it just takes you over, you know. It's kind of like heroin addiction or something, you know, like you try heroin and you get this rush and it's kind of cool and you feel great. But next thing you know, it's totally taken over your life, you know. And I don't know. I just don't. I don't know. It just seems like it's cruel. You know what I mean? I guess there's just something really, really cruel about it. Maybe that's the hot aspect about it that I'm not getting, you know. You know, for the bull, it's got to be very powerful, right? He's got a place to live for free, and he's got money being given to him for free, and just for being a, you know, fuck machine, basically, and, like, taking over as the king and humiliating this lesser male, you know, in front of his wife, you know. So I guess for the bull, it's great. I can't imagine that there are winners anywhere else in the situation. I mean, the wife, I guess, is getting something for right now, but what is it doing to her in the long run? You know, let's be honest, okay? A 26-year-old bull isn't going to stay with a 50-some-odd-year-old woman forever, right? I mean, to him, she's nothing but basically a mark. She's just a mark, you know? And she's going to be tossed aside like trash eventually. Right now, she's all excited because she's got this young stud fucking her brains out all the time. But in the long run, what comes of it? You know, meanwhile, she's going to lose her marriage. Basically, she's throwing away her marriage, right, for this guy. And of course, the ultimate loser is the husband, you know. And I feel sorry for men like him because, see, like, I accepted I was a faggot at age 17. And there was no turning back from that. And so I just embraced it and I went on with my life. And so the things that happened to me as a faggot over the years in service and whatnot, they were all kind of part of the game. They're part of what I am, you know. I never had any illusions of anything else. So I never had any illusions shattered. For this man who believed, and he is basically a straight man who loved his wife and got married and built a life together, had kids, to have all of that not just taken away from him, but in a humiliating way taken away from him. You know, he has to leave that situation with not only losing his wife and his money and his house, but also his dignity as a man, you know, as a man he thought he was. I mean, you know, he went from a straight husband to a woman to licking the ass of a 26-year-old alpha male and serving him afterwards, you know, and worshiping him. So everything that he believed about himself has been, at the age 50 some, I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's 50 something, everything that he believed about himself all of his life for 50 some odd years is totally destroyed. And I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that, you know. I don't know how it's good, you know. I mean, again, if you look at it from just cold hierarchical viewpoint, it's just nature. This is just nature at work, right? I guess some people would probably say that this husband had it coming because he was trying to be something that he really wasn't. And maybe that's true. I don't really know. But I think he believed all this time that he was a heterosexual man who could have a wife and have a life, you know. And all that's been taken away from him. And I rarely ever feature cuckolding situations on the website because I just have a particular dislike for them, you know. Because of this destructive part, you know. I mean, how does this man look at his children in the eye? You know, I don't know. It kind of wigs me out thinking about it. Like, how can he look at his son in the eye after he's been licking this 26-year-old alpha's ass or sucking his dick or going to the hospital because he has a ruptured airway because he was getting throat fucked by this alpha? You know, it's just really destructive. And I don't know. Ultimately, it's that old adage, you know, you play with fire, you're going to get burned, right? So I guess that's what they have coming to them because they went and played with this thing that maybe they didn't understand, you know. You know, you say Beetlejuice three times, you don't know what Beetlejuice is going to do when he shows up, right? So, like, yeah, baby. So it's just, I just want people to be careful, all right? If you're in a relationship, try your best to honor the relationship because it's there for a reason. You're in the relationship for a reason, so honor the boundaries of that relationship and be honest, you know. If you want something else, then go pursue that something else. Give that other person, that partner of yours, the freedom to make their own choice. But when you bring this kind of element into a relationship and you obliterate it and create nothing but shame and destruction, it just seems to be very selfish and very cruel, needlessly cruel, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bleeding heart faggot. I really don't have any idea. Maybe I should toughen up. But I'm just saying, it just seems really, really rough, you know. There are gay couples out there that bring, you know, a bull into their relationship, and it causes all kinds of problems too. So it's not just heterosexual people; it's gay couples too. And I would say this though, that gay couples handle cuckolding a lot better than straights. Because, you know, gay couples and gay males in particular, they're used to fucking around, you know. So it's kind of part of the nature of the beast, you know. But I've heard of destruction of relationships in those cases too, in terms of gay relationships. I just don't see anything good about it. you know, so it's one of the reasons why I never really got into a relationship with like a partner, you know, in my life. I knew what I was and I knew what I needed as a faggot that I couldn't separate that part that I needed, you know, and have a partner at the same time. Like, there's just no way I could do that. So I, you know, I purposely avoided relationships because I knew that I preferred serving men, and that's what I did, you know. It wasn't until I met Baby Boy that I really ever changed my thought process about, you know, what I wanted in life, I guess. But, you know, yeah. But that's a different story altogether. Anyway, so I just wanted to warn you, please be careful if you're going to be fucking around with cuckolding. It's very, very dangerous and very destructive. And you really don't know what's going to happen. You think you got control of it, but you do not have control of it. All right. So that is my message for today. I might have Master Dino on the podcast tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I imagine it's going to be a wild, bumpy ride. And anyway, but I do have a post coming that's going to blow your mind in terms of him. Okay, so just keep an eye out for that. Anyway, again, if you want to donate via Patreon, that's great. Or if you want to donate to the podcast directly, you can always do that at official.hierarchy@gmail.com. You can always send a PayPal to me if you want to. Wink, wink. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.